Hello, and welcome back to the So Far Nameless Podcast, the podcast with no name. I'm your hostess with the mostest, the Big Mac Sandwich, and these are my illustrious co-hosts, Willie and Luke. All right, little lads, what's been happening in your lives?
I've been chopping down a tree for my grandfather.
Ooh, big oak or little birchy boy? Like, what kind of trees? Let's get into some tree talk real quick.
It's a willow tree. It's a very large willow tree.
Muy bien. Caliente.
Sí. Okay.
I have just been catching up on some grades. I just recently finished a few things for my vocab class. I made a...
Nice.
I've been using the box and pan brake with it. I made some... like book holders, and I made some napkin holders as well. Supposed to be making spice shelves here soon.
Spice shelves?
Yeah, spices like peppers and stuff.
Interesting.
I'm still.
So, are you enjoying it?
I am, yes, and indubitably.
That's good.
I'm still behind on my homework. I got like one assignment that I haven't gotten caught up with yet and that I really need to do. I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, I should probably get caught up on my homework too.
Good to know. The
homework's for chumps.
Yeah, it is.
Graduating for losers.
For real. I really hope I don't. Like, there's like some really stupid things at Campbell that if you don't do, you can't graduate. Like,
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. There's stuff I have to do that's like it's like teaches you how about taxes. It doesn't even tell you how to do taxes. It just tells you what the taxes do. I have to finish it. It's like 20 hours of work, and I have to finish it by senior year.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Ugh.
I have to do this thing called U-Science, where I have to figure out what my career is going to be, and I'm like, I know what I want to do in life. I don't need you to tell me, you know? And that's a graduation requirement.
I don't like you, science, bro.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
You're able to do it at home, though.
Yeah, that's the nice part.
Mm-hmm.
I finished it all, like, sophomore year.
I didn't know.
Mac?
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I didn't know it was a graduation requirement. I hadn't finished it until like a week ago.
I was going to ask you if we had ever talked before about what you want to be on the podcast, because that sounded like a good topic right there.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you had said you already know what you were going to be. So what do you want to be?
I want to be a pilot. That's what I want to be when I grow up.
Right. Yeah. Like what kind of pilot? Commercial?
Ooh,
military?
I'm going to fly fighter jets.
Fighter jets, all right. He's got the eye of the tiger.
I'm gonna shoot down some old. I'm not gonna say anything.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, Willie,
I have no idea what I'm gonna be.
Oh,
I have some ideas.
Didn't you say you wanted to be a park ranger, Willie? What do you want to be when you grow up?
That's an idea.
A welder.
Nice.
That's a pretty good, welder. Reliable thing, but, like, don't the fumes, like, give you lung cancer?
Oh,
it's very dangerous.
If you don't have the right equipment and stuff, like, because they have respirators and masks and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you're using that, homie. I don't want your lungs to go kaput.
You could be an underwater welder.
Not doing that, Luke. I'd rather not get crushed by the waves.
All right, Mac, you've been talking to us all this week about how you had a topic, but you couldn't tell us. You going to go ahead and tell us what
it is? Here's the thing. I can't tell you until it's time to talk about it, and it's not
when
time
is it
yet.
Time to talk?
We got to do some more small talk, man. We got to fill
it. I'm eager, Mac.
I get it. It's okay. Folks, these guys, yeah. I have been keeping them from the truth.
Oh.
Now that we've gotten all caught up, let's get into the meat of the episode. Today, we're switching the show's genre. So hunker down, bunker down, and throw on your tinfoil hats because they're all watching us. Boys.
Oh, it's becoming a conspiracy theorist episode, isn't it?
Boys, today we are going to uncover the truth. I don't know what the truth is, but boy, oh boy, are we going to find it. We are going to uncover the truth behind everything. So, lads, I want you to tell me, do some research here. Bring up the most hilarious, stupid, dumb, even maybe one that's truthful. Any conspiracy theory you can find, even make up your own. I want to hear everything about the conspiracy world, and I want to learn the truth today, boys. Teach me.
I like it. Willie, you got any?
I think.
Does he now? Does he think?
I think so, too.
I think that the Solaire of Astora from Dark Souls 1 is actually the final boss just disguising himself as a Knight of the Sun. Even if he can get killed off, I think that's a bad ending for him.
I'm sorry.
It makes the final boss a lot easier, actually, if he gets killed off. But and it has not been confirmed.
I'm going to stop you right
there.
Trust me,
guys. I'm going to stop you. I know exactly what you're thinking.
I'm just going to stop you.
The Solaire of Astora.
Hang on, Willie.
He's such a nice man.
This is my show.
He's amazing friends with everyone.
Willie. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean game theories.
All right. I've got one.
Okay. Bring it up.
So I have a conspiracy theory that kind of disproves another. I think, and you ready for this? Mm-hmm. I think ghosts are real in a way that we don't think about. I think ghosts are all in your head. It's a battle of your mind. I think it is your brain basically doing tricks on itself in an extreme form. Yes, Willie, whatever that is.
He scared me a bit.
Oh, sorry.
He's scared of ghosts, man.
Because I think it's like I said, it's all kind of in your head, but like in a very more of a way than sounding like it's not true. It is true, but it's like your mind can tell you a lot of things. Like, for instance, your mind, if it was dreaming so hard enough, and if you like hit the ground in your dream, if it was you were so into it, your body might think it actually died and kill itself. So, I think it's possible that that is kind of what goes on when people see ghosts. It's a trick of the mind.
I thought that that whole thing with when you die in your dream, you die in real life. I thought that was a myth. I'm gonna research that.
Theoretically, it could actually happen because your brain can convince itself so much to actually, like, for instance, if your arm is covered by a blanket and they have a fake arm next to that blanket and they just keep going back and forth to your real hand and your fake hand, eventually your mind is going to think that that's the real hand. And if they smack it, the fake hand, with a hammer, you're going to feel the pain of the hammer, even though it never hit you.
Mm-hmm.
So your mind is very, very more powerful than you think it is what I'm getting to with this.
Okay, I have something.
It can cause pain, and it can cut things off in your body.
I have this thing here.
The trick.
From the Washington Post. This has to do with dying in your dreams, because that dang it, I have to create an account. I'm not doing that. Never mind. I'm not making an account. But I am gonna
let's just hear your opinion. No articles. I want to hear your opinion.
Well, I looked at the cursory Google glance, and it didn't really say that it was like theoretically possible. Anything can happen. You can die in your sleep. But when those people die in their sleep, how do we know that they died from dying in their dreams, you know? Like, what if they just died in their sleep?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? It's the government. It's the government beaming lasers into your head to kill you in your sleep. That's what it is.
That's extreme.
I think, Mac, you should hit your human latch right now.
What is that? What is a human latch?
I don't want to know.
Is it vulgar?
You should hit your human latch right now.
What is a human latch?
I'm researching.
Do we want to research? Viewers, don't research this until Mac does, please.
Yeah. Dude, that's a breastfeeding position.
Oh, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
A human latch is a breastfeeding position where the baby's chest rests against the mother's body. A good latch is comfortable and doesn't pinch or hurt the baby. It's a breastfeeding position.
Billy!
No, you should hit your human latch, Mac.
What does that
mean? What talking
do you
about?
Think it means?
I know exactly what it means.
This, dude,
Pat, God, get this, man.
I'm asking you to explain what it means. This is a show. You can't just say things.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. You know what? We're going to move on from that because this guy, he drives me insane anytime he opens his mouth.
That's the beauty of a podcast. That's what they tune in for, man.
Okay. Come on, guys. Let's. What are
Sorry,
some
you
theories?
Cut out,
but... What are some theories, man? Come up with some stuff.
I want to hear some of yours. I already went, and it was very long.
Dude, run Hollywood.
Willie.
What did he say?
He said Jews run Hollywood.
I've seen enough. I have seen enough South Park. I know.
We're going to get removed.
I do remember
platform.
When it was trending on TikTok that they were making tunnels through underground in New York. Whether that was true or not, it was trending on YouTube or TikTok.
They used the tunnels to
actually...
go to the Hollywood sign.
Oh my. That's across the country, man.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. I do actually know why New York is hollow underneath. So when it comes to Manhattan, all of that used to be like swamp and marsh and stuff, and it wasn't really stable to build on. So essentially, they built like upwards and placed a bunch of stone and platform. So what you're seeing underneath of all of that is what old New York looked like.
No, it's actually I have a better idea. I know why.
What?
It's the Lake of Rot. The Lake of Rot is below. Just like Luernia.
You were literally speaking Dark Souls language, and I don't know what you're talking about. That's not what we're talking about, Willie.
I'm informing you that that's the whole reason. It's sinking.
Sure.
See, Lou gets me.
No, I do not get you.
Okay.
All right, Willie, do you have any theories that aren't video game or nerd-ish related?
Okay.
I mean, I did list one.
I don't remember it. Did he, Mac?
I'm talking like UFO claims of seeing UFO stuff. The Roswell incident. What is the Roswell incident? I'm looking into that.
Isn't that the one of like the ex-military dude getting raided on his farm or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Roswell
Wait,
incident.
What
it's a conspiracy theory which alleged that 1947 United States Army Air Force's balloon debris near Roswell, New Mexico, was actually crashed extraterrestrial spacecraft. So,
whoa!
Basically, there was an Air Force crash. I was putting up air quotes, but some people think that it was a UFO, and that it was covered up because they didn't want us to know.
Interesting.
You know, I must be thinking about something else.
Well, there's quite.
I'm talking about the one where, like, an old dude that was in the military went to live off the grid, and like with his wife, and they had two kids, and they said that he was like holding guns or whatever, so they raided his place, but his kid came out and thought that there was like something in the bushes, so he shot at the bushes and they killed his kid, and he had to stand off for like a few hours.
Jeez. This got violent.
I wonder what that is, because
I don't know. I am a strong believer that there is kind of always a practical truth to every statement to a point.
Luke, the earth is flat.
Oh, gosh, Max. It scientifically can't be flat.
No, but you said there's truth to every statement, man.
There's truth to the statement that it seems it, because the world is so big that to the human eye it seems flat. That's what I'm saying. That theory isn't totally insane, because the human eye, it is flat. But on a larger scale, it's not. So, to the human eye, the earth is flat, and that statement is true. To the human eye, because the human eye, without any help, the world is flat. You don't see the world start to curve. Like, if you're looking out at the ocean, it just kind of stops. And that's because the world is curving.
What were you talking about? You bring it up, man. I want to hear it.
The Ruby Ridge standoff was the siege of a cabin occupied by the Weaver family in Boundary County, Idaho. In August 1992 and August 21st, deputies of the United States Marshal Services came to arrest Randy Weaver under a bench warrant for his failure to appear on federal firearms charges.
Oh.
Hmm. Wow. Hmm. That's really sad.
It's a pretty cool story if you want to live up.
I mean, it's cool, yeah.
Pretty cool story if you want to like look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Sigma. Sigma.
Okay. There's also a list of like cryptids, like things that people have claimed they've seen but don't necessarily exist, but they could. So like.
Yeah.
No. What
have you seen?
Chupacabra.
I've seen Diddy.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you guys think that a lot of stuff that we think is extinct is still around?
No.
Like, I'll start with this, the Megalodon.
No. I've heard that a million times, and I used to think it was true. Dude, just because I wanted there to be a big shark.
We have no idea about the ocean. I think there is a lot more in the ocean. I think there is, like, a Megalodon. How would a thing like that go extinct? It has plenty to eat.
That's the problem. There wasn't plenty to eat. It's so big. It needs a lot to feed off of. And it's
crazy. We've only discovered about 5% of the ocean.
Yeah, and there was already, at this 5%, there's probably enough for it to eat. If it ate a giant squid, which we know does exist, it's the size of an average American house. Surely that's enough food to eat for the day. When we're talking Megalodon, we're not talking hundreds of feet. Let's be realistic here. It's definitely smaller than it used to be because they slowly evolve into the environment they're put into.
Yeah, but could you even really call that the Megalodon anymore? Like, really?
I mean, if the shark's 40-plus feet tall, that's a big fish.
It's true.
We're talking something with the brain. I mean, look at the whale. The whale exists, and we don't bat an eye about that. Because, it's just a whale with teeth.
Because it's not a predatorial animal. It eats krill that it just happens to float into its mouth.
Wouldn't that be theoretically harder to survive on than anything? If you have teeth, you can bite into anything.
Oh, man. There's like billions of krill in each school. And there's,
yeah, that's what it... like,
ooh, it's all over the ocean.
And whales aren't... They glide a lot. They get like a couple big bursts from their tails, and then they just kind of coast on that.
I guess, yeah. But like one giant squid equals like a million krill or whatever.
Boys, I'll be back in a second.
Fish. Okay.
All right. I just think there's more than meets the eye with the ocean. And with
space. I mean, the ocean is the most terrifying. We know more about space than we do the ocean.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, the Megalodon itself, it lived in shallow waters, so.
That is true.
Coastal
regions. If it does exist, then it's definitely away. Now, some of the stuff on land I don't think exists that we think exists. What do you think about Sasquatch?
Sasquatch. I think
The good old reliable.
I think it would I think it's just like a gorilla that got loosed like in the 1950s and they're
Thank
like
you. I agree. It is not out of this world to assume that there is a some sort of ape that lives in the North America and Northern Asia parts of the world. I don't think that's too unrealistic to think about.
No, there is there's I swear there's apes like
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like a temperature and it's an environment, and like, it has the food to survive.
Right.
It's got plenty of space to hide. I don't think it's a beast that destroys everything in its path, like
Yeah.
people run off with it. That's what I'm talking about when I think there's always a very realistic truth to every out of this world theory.
Have you ever heard of the Mothman?
Oh, absolutely. You're talking, I mean, we're guys who live in the Appalachian area. We've heard about the Mothman.
In West Virginian folklore, it's a humanoid creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area from November 15th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967.
Yeah.
It
I don't know, man.
at first it was described as like bird-like instead of like moth-like because of its wingspan,
Right.
but basically the Mothman just seems to have been present for like every like terrible event, like the collapsing of the Silver Bridge. Somebody swears they saw the Mothman on top of the bridge, and they think he just brings bad luck wherever he goes.
It's definitely weird.
Oh, for
Definitely
sure.
weird.
Like, I guarantee you, strange things happen on the planet because, like, look at normal things like rhinoceroses, giraffes, elephants,
Yes.
hippos.
Yeah.
Like, look at any animal in Africa and tell me that there's not some super scary animals out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Like, we're gonna say that, like, oh, that just couldn't exist. But we have a horse with a 6 foot neck that we're like, no, yeah, that exists
Yeah.
because it's still living.
And then there's like
Like, just
unicorns, like that's literally just rhinoceroses.
that's what I'm saying. Unicorns are so out of this world, but I mean, look at a rhinoceros.
Good old, big old, horny. I'm gonna
Oh
stop right
gosh,
there.
Mac, you just, oh gosh, pause, pause.
But yeah, if you look in the dictionary, its name is Unicornis or Bicornis, depending on if it's a one-horned or two-horned rhino.
True.
Is this Goon Chat?
Pal, what?
I in the right chat? Is this the Goon Chat?
No, you're in the wrong one, homie.
All right.
Anyway, governmental alien conspiracies, things that are not quite right in our society.
I think everyone in the U.S. Congress should be. No, I'm kidding.
Don't get political, please. I don't know. I don't have a lot of those.
Well, come up with something.
Sweatpants.
Make up one right now.
Okay. The MIB are a real, actual government program, and they just made the movie to sit under our noses. There you go.
You care
I
to
think.
elaborate?
Who, me?
Yeah.
MIB, Men in Black. What if
Oh.
that's an actual like branch of the government and they made that movie to so they could like hide in plain sight? So like if someone says, dude, I swear I saw the Men in Black and they didn't erase my memory, everyone would be like, you're so dumb. That's a movie. Get a little original next time. Like if you're gonna hide a government program, just hide in plain sight like that. Just literally call anyone a crazy bozo if they ever, have anything against you, because that's what's the scary thing is they kind of do that a lot, so it kind of does make you think, You know, they kind of are just kind of making the person look stupid so no one believes them. What if they're actually right and they're just trying to like belittle the person into looking like the dumber part of the argument?
That they do like to do that.
I think Sony is a cash grab itself.
Sony Entertainment.
Sony Entertainment.
That I could have told you that
yeah,
like 5 years ago.
it's a company, man. That's what companies
Yeah, it's
are
a
designed
company.
for.
Companies
they
aren't
are
out here to
make
help us. They're
money.
out here to make money.
The way they make money is they release games, but they only release better games for the newer consoles. So you have to spend more and more, hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to play it on the newer console. Like PS GTA 6, not gonna be on PS4. And even on PS5, it's going to struggle to play. The only way it's going to play normally is on PS5 Pro.
It's true.
Is this not what Luke has been telling you for months?
Yeah.
It has been, but I said it because I'm better.
All
Yeah.
right.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm glad that I actually have gotten something into William's brain.
I like turtles and
I like
strawberries.
turtles. Turtles and
Shut up,
strawberries.
Luke, you homeschooled bum.
Can we talk about the
Oh.
dollar bill for a second?
What the weird little
Very
Easter eggs that
tasty.
are in it that cannot be coincidences?
Yeah.
Like the Illuminati symbol? Are we just not gonna talk about
I
that?
know, like nobody dollar bill symbols. I'm curious, like genuinely.
That weirds me out. Like, some here, I'm gonna grab a dollar bill out of my pocket and look at it for reference
Yeah,
here.
all right. Yeah, you tell me what you see on the dollar bill, and I'll see how it explains it.
All right, so one of the we'll start out here. Why? What's up with the Illuminati looking symbol?
Okay. Right
I mean, it
here.
looks like
Give us your
maybe.
theory first, and then I'll go ahead with it.
I have no theory on that because I know very little.
JFK was an inside job. Well, that's just a given at this point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I can't even tell. It's like it's either in another. It looks like another language. I don't know, man. It's weird looking. Like it's got the.
Aneurysmus septus.
It's got the pyramid with like a. It looks like it's in the desert with a bit of vegetation, and then it's got
Roman
like the top
numerals.
of the
I think
pyramid
the
is floating.
Roman numerals, I think, are
Yeah.
1776.
Okay, that makes sense. But
All
what's
right.
with the eyeball at the top of the pyramid floating and glazing?
All right, well, right here I have this website. It says one of the most eye-catching dollar bill symbols is the pyramid. It represents strength and duration, and some interpret that missing top as a sign that the country wasn't finished yet. The western face of the pyramid is a shadow, while the front is lighted, which some say indicates the nation hasn't explored the west or figured out what it would do for western civilization yet. But what's with the Oh, there it is. All right. When Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams gathered to design the seal, they were the first of three committees to make suggestions. They didn't suggest a pyramid, but they did discuss an eye. They wanted the seal to have a symbol of divine providence, and the all-seeing eye shaped like the top of the pyramid is an ancient symbol of divinity. So basically, they wanted it to be godlike.
Okay.
Just
That
a,
makes sense.
yeah, it's the all-seeing eye is what it is. But did you guys
Okay.
know that the Illuminati was founded in 1776?
Really? Interesting. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, May 1st, 1776, in Bavaria, Germany. And they used the same symbol as the dollar bill.
Yes,
Well,
that is
it says
weird.
right here the practice of Illuminati manuscripts dates back to the 4th century BCE.
Are you looking at the Wikipedia?
Who?
Hmm.
Wikipedia.
Well, it contains stuff with it says I mean it has Wikipedia, another thing with like an M on it. Wikipedia, World History Encyclopedia, Park West Gallery, Minneapolis Institute of Art.
Why is Treasures of McDonald's collection here?
Oh, because McDonald's is a part of the Illuminati, and they want to.
Oh gosh.
They want to advertise to you.
Ooh.
But no, but it
why
is...
would anyone think that the McDonald's is part of the Illuminati, Mac?
I think that it's because
it's a business that makes hamburgers for money and makes billions of dollars. Because why
downloaded Payday 2, right?
Yeah.
Good boy.
We'll have to play that after the
recording. Random. No. I like, why do people think that, Mac?
I don't
or
know.
Or you just saying that
I was
as
just,
a statement?
Yeah, I was just BSing, man. Like,
it's... Oh, okay, my bad. I thought that was an actual theory you saw while looking that up.
No. Really, this episode, I want to get to the central idea of why in general, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why? It's a deep question.
Mm-hmm. Why is our planet round? Gravity. Why?
Gravity.
Why
yeah.
is light the fastest thing in the world? And if it is the fastest thing in the world, how is a black hole strong enough to not let it escape?
With the sigma?
Yeah. I mean, just things like that, man. And have you heard of white holes?
Have you heard of the movement called Save the Earth, Be Gay?
No, I have not. And we're not going to get into that.
We're not getting into that today. See, that's the thing that's always fascinated me, is everyone says that light is faster, is the fastest thing, but it's dark before it gets light. But that's the funny thing, because technically dark isn't a thing.
Yeah, it's just the absence of light.
It's the absence of something, yeah. Which is cool, if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's just a cool statement.
A part of what really interests me with space in general is we can't see past like 3.7 billion light years. We just can't. And if the universe is like infinite, what's beyond there? And why is the government hiding it from us? Because everyone knows the
turtles.
Government.
Save the turtles.
Yeah, the government. Paper straws. The government has control over space. Like the entire universe. It's the government.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I am the doubter of this episode.
We're not serious about any of these theories.
So we're just saying bold statements to hope to grab views.
Well, that's exactly what conspiracy theorists do. They're bored and they want attention, so they come up with things.
That's a good theory in itself. You became a conspiracy theorist just now by conspiracing about conspiracy
that's
theorists.
Not a theory.
Oh
that's
my gosh.
Fact.
I'm about to explode the universe by talking like this.
Do you guys think? Have you heard of the. What?
Come on, baby.
Come on. You know, it's really bad when we start to just degrade down to nothing but noises.
Sorry, what were you saying?
You didn't pay attention?
No. I need you to repeat yourself, if you wouldn't mind.
It's bad when we get degraded down
to straight up noise.
No.
Before that.
I didn't say anything before that, homie.
I thought you were in the middle of something, and then Willie went. And then
maybe
you got interrupted.
Maybe I was. I'm losing my mind.
Oh no, the Illuminati's put chemicals in our brains because we've gotten too far.
Careful.
Yo, give me double genocide, Benny.
You don't want to say too much or else they'll get you.
That's true. And so will the MIB.
Guys, they're getting me.
Oh boy. Not. Oh.
Oh. He got God.
He got God.
Well,
on that note, Mac, how's your day been?
Well, it's been all right. Today was so unbelievably boring. I got to hang out with Maddie for a little bit.
It's good. What'd you all do? Y'all have fun?
We watched Juno, a movie about teen pregnancy.
Yes, it's a very good movie.
I thought it was weird, the thing with the adoptive dad that was going to take the baby. I was, like, so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We were, like, actively going, oh, no, the whole time.
Yeah, that's a decent movie, but I kind of remember it, like, leaving a sour taste in my mouth. Like, it was okay, and that's about all I'll say on it.
Yeah.
It was okay. Like, if I had to rate it 1 out of 10, it would definitely be, like, mid 4 to 6.
Yeah. Anyway, Willie is dead, guys.
Yeah, Willie is dead.
The government got him.
Yeah. So, viewers, if you liked Willie, sorry about your luck.
It's fine. We'll just clone him later.
Yeah.
We have that tech. What's scary is that there's a lot of, like, laws that are, like, written down that nobody really knows. And apparently people break about 1,000 federal laws a day.
Really?
Yeah. And that I'm just, like, remembering that's something that someone said to me once, so I might not even be right about that.
No, yeah, I get you. I got told one time, I don't know if this is true, that the government has a plan in place if there is a virus that would be similar to, in movies, a zombie virus. They have a plan for that. I don't know if that's true, but that has been passed down. Yeah, they have a protocol if there's a virus like that comes out, what they'll do.
Okay, all right. I pulled up an article that says, not 1,000, 3. People break at least 3 federal laws a day. Criminal laws.
All of us?
Everyone. Well, I mean, it's an average. So,
like, one person breaks 3 or all together we break 3? Because 3 cannot be...
No, the average, like... It's
personal? Okay, yeah. I got you.
Not 3
really?
Total.
3?
Yeah. Without
makes
knowing.
Sense. Think about jaywalking. Like, I'm not sure if it's like... Yeah.
A
if you think about it, there's a lot of laws. Let's be honest. We've all accidentally... Like, a piece of paper fell out of our pocket. That's a federal law.
Yeah.
We've all maybe ran a red light on accident in our cars. That's a federal law. And then you've jaywalked. That's a federal law.
Yeah,
let's be honest. He's probably taken a call at work. I think technically, if that's against their rules, wouldn't that be a federal law?
I don't think so. I think that's just a building rule. It's you can break rules without breaking federal law.
I guess that's true. Yeah, there's levels of rules broken.
But yeah, at any moment we could get booked 3 felonies a day. Like, that's crazy.
That is pretty crazy, actually. And you know, the casual when you rob a bank, of course.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep the lights on. You know. Disclosure: we are absolutely kidding here, government.
Yeah, the government listening. The FBI is actually listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah, we love the government. The government is our best pals.
We love the government.
We love the government.
But today's episode was kind of us just rambling on, but that kind of fits the genre of these stupid little conspiracy theory shows. That basically the theme, the lesson for today, don't believe everything you read on the internet. And I know that's like, as children we were told that a lot, but especially with like AI and deepfakes and liars just really trying to make their mark. Seriously, don't believe everything you hear. Research yourself, do things yourself, and don't just like, when I love my grandma, but geez, she says some crazy things that you just heard on the internet.
Oh yeah, older. The older you get, the worse you get about that. AI is their worst nemesis. Mm-hmm. The amount of times like my parents, my grandparents show me an AI picture thinking it's real, it's like, what the? like, how do you guys think that's real? But I guess, like, your senses kind of lowered that, because that would make sense. I mean, you've been alive for 50, 60 years, and just something new comes out that can generate pictures. That would be a little confusing to grasp.
Right. Yeah. But really, again, please do your own research. Don't believe everything you hear, because it could really bite you in the ass.
Yeah. Don't be like the heartless person that told everybody that Phasmophobia was coming out on PS4. Don't be that heartless person. And whoever you are, if I find you, and I will find you, you will pay for breaking my heart this Halloween, because I thought I was going to get to play Phasmophobia. You are dead to me, whoever you are.
Mm.
That's my message for today.
I don't want to end on that note. That has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
No, but that bothers me. I wanted to play that game, Mac.
Okay. Well, it seems like we're getting restless, and one of our hosts has straight up
died.
He will be back. Oh, by the way, we're going to be switching to 2 episodes a week, listeners. So just be looking out for this second episode this week, and tune in for next episode with our illustrious guest, Oprah Winfrey. That is all for now.
Let's go.
Yeah, we got Oprah. All right, see you.